This is Ryan Wilson from the Wilkinson Public Library, and I am speaking with Jeff Goebel, owner and operator of Goebel & Associates. Jeff is an expert in consensus building, conflict resolution, and visioning for sustainable solutions. He will be conducting 3 workshops at the Wilkinson Public Library as part of the Building Common Ground series, sponsored by the Fetzer Institute, the American Library Association, and the Telluride Foundation. The first workshop will start at 9 a.m. on Friday with How to Build Trust and a Safe Working Environment Fast. The second workshop will be at 1:30 on Friday, and its focus will be on resolving conflict through consensus building. Finally, his last workshop will start at 9 a.m. on Saturday with a discussion on fostering civility in our world. Jeff, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, Ryan.
So how did you get into this line of work?
I appreciate the question. I began my careers in natural resources back in the early 80s, and I was looking at how do you get conservation and stewardship on our lands and do it effectively. And as I moved into that work, I first thought it was a technical issue about natural resources, and realized later that it became maybe an economic issue, that if there was profit to be made, that might be the thing. And then later I realized that it's actually even greater than a greater level than profit, which is just value sets and that basic human set of needs and interests. And so with that, I started looking for ways to get people together, and fumbled a lot in the beginning when I was first doing this as a natural resource specialist. And then over time, I have found this process that I use now. I've been using it for the last 20 years. And it has really made a big change in people's lives, and it crosses the gamut of disciplines. So it's not just natural resources, but I use it in the business world. I use it in governments, use it in tribes, settings all over the world.
It's pretty amazing to think about getting 100% buy-in in today's world. I noticed that you've also used this program working with tribes in Africa. So, and many of these tribes actually have a long history of conflict. So I kind of have 2 questions. One, what is the process in getting 100% buy-in? And 2, being from the West, how do you achieve buy-in when working with such different cultures?
I'll start with the second question about getting the agreement, being an outsider. And it's basically because it relates to the first question, which is about respectful listening, to start with that first element of listening with respect to people. And that's how I approach all the work that I do, and whether I'm working with tribes here in the United States or in the business world or tribes in Africa, I really listen respectfully to what people have to say. I also use the circle a lot in my work, and what I've learned from the circle is that we all have different points of view where, depending on where we sit in that circle. And we accurately see what we see in front of us, but we often don't see what's behind us. And those that sit opposite of us in the circle see what's behind us, and we're often confused by what they're describing because it's not what we see. And usually what we do is we personalize it and attack that view because it's different than our own view. But in reality, it is just a view of the larger circle. So that's really helped me understand that there are lots of viewpoints, lots of different ways of seeing things, and that when you put it all together, instead of it being an adversarial thing, it's an opportunity for creating a common agreement, a common understanding of a bigger scope of perspectives. And so when I work with groups, the other part of my process has a lot to do with, beyond the respectful listening part and gathering new information from these different views. But then what I also do is work with something I feel is tied to us physiologically, which is in our brain, we've got a part of our brain that focuses on fears, and it's about survival of self, protection of self. And over, millennia, as we've developed as human beings, we have we've done a lot of things, you know, our mind and body protect us in a lot of ways, but a lot of times it confuses us too. And so a lot of times we get confused from life-threatening experiences to life experiences. And our body reacts the same way, whether an experience is life-threatening or a life experience that we imagine as being dangerous to us. And so what I do is I've learned to help alleviate the fears that people have about a situation and then help them move to what their hopes are of a situation as a collective group. And then we figure out how do we make a strategy to move forward with that collective view. And I like to use the idea of what I call AND logic, A-N-D logic. And that's rather than being either or, look at AND. How do we do this and do that and do this? So when I'm working, for instance, in sustainability situations, how do we take care of the environment and be profitable and create prosperity and meet the needs of the people, the quality of our lives and that sort of thing? How do we meet all of that? And in most cases, in probably 95% of my work, I reach 100% agreement to those kinds of outcomes, what I call the AND logic type outcomes.
So when you're coming, I think you've kind of already answered this, you're conducting three different workshops here. Could you give us kind of an idea of what participants will get out of each session?
Yeah. Years ago, when I first started looking for this work, I had an opportunity to work in Hawaii in a community, small community, rural community, and the remote part of Maui. And we had quite a challenging situation there, and it took me about 6 months to build trust with people that I was wanting to do good things and things that were congruent with the local people and also other people that I was working with at the time. And I remember waking up one night, and it was near that six-month shift in time, and I was going, why does this take so long? Why does it take so long to build trust? And so it got me started looking for a way to build trust rapidly. So the first section of the first workshop will be focused on those kinds of things that I've learned that can help people build a high level of trust, even if they're in a very very angry, frustrated conflict with each other. I can help people build trust pretty quickly and build that foundation of respectful listening pretty quickly, where people will start listening to each other. And those are some of the techniques that I'll share in that first workshop. In the second workshop, what I'll be working on is the base foundation of how do you build consensus. And I will just go through, it's a very simple process. It essentially comes down to four basic questions, and I might embellish that a little bit more depending on what I learn from the group as we go along. But there's basically four questions that I use that help people move toward consensus building and common agreement. And then the third workshop will pull both those pieces together, and we'll focus on the issues that we face today in our world, whether locally or nationally or internationally, on civility and how do we foster that level of civility. And so those would be, so we'll pull the first two workshops together into that third workshop. And it will be fine, you know, wherever people want to enter into this, they can pick up the skill sets pretty easily. And it's a very transparent process. It's pretty easy to move into and to pick, you know, to gather the information. So wherever people come into the process, it'll be fine in those three workshops. That'll be how we'll develop.
Well, I know we're really looking forward to it here. We've got quite a few people already signed up, and if anyone else wants to sign up, there is still some space. They just need to RSVP with Jan Newell at jnewell, N-E-W-E-L-L, at TellurideLibrary.org. Jeff, thanks so much for joining me again.
You had a great time. Thank you, Ryan.